Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Avi Mor and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and also for Moshe Ben Peshadina, Tzchaim Michal Ben Esther, David Hanuch Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha, Shalom Bracha Vesavcha Maseyideyem, Maras Esther Basrib Shmuel, Ilu Nishmasa HaTahira, Schutz for Mordechai Yehol Ben Yosef Alevi, and Schutz we'll be learning the sugya of Zika. We'll start with the Gemara in Yavamas and Daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. Omer Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa. If a woman who was awaiting her Yavam died before he performed Yibam Rochelitza, Mutar Bi'ima, he is permitted to marry her mother. And now the Gemara explains, Alma Kasav, thus we see that Rav Huna holds, Ein Zika. There is no Zika ban between the Yavam and his Yavama. Because if there were a Zika ban between the Yavam and the Yavama, he'd be usher to her mother. So there are no properties of marriage here when it comes to awaiting the Yibum. Velema, so let Rav Huna simply say, Halacha Kedivrei Amar Ein Zika. The Halacha follows the one who says there's no Zika. So why does Rav Huna Amar Rav say that Shemeres Yavam Shemesa? If she dies, if a woman is awaiting her Yavam dies before he performs Yibum Rochelitza, he's permitted to marry her mother because she's not considered the mother of his Arusa. Because he holds Ein Zika, why doesn't he just say, the Halacha is like the Tana who says later on, that Ein Zika. And for the Gemara Yav Amar Hachi, if he would have said this, Hava Minai would have said that Hani Mili B'Tshrei, this ruling applies where there are two or more surviving brothers who are fit to perform Yibum. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira and the one who argues with him later on discuss a case where the Yavama fell to several brothers, each of whom was a potential Yavam. So in this case, the Zika isn't significant enough to render the Yavama's relatives forbidden to any one of the brothers, because it's not determined which of the brothers she's waiting for. So Hani Mili B'Tshrei, this is only whether two or more surviving brothers who are fit to perform Yibum. There we say in Zika, Abel B'Chad, Yesh Zika. But when there's only one Yavam, there is a Zika ban between him and the Yavama. That's what you would have thought. In a situation where it's definite who the Yavam is, that the Yavam is awaiting, she's like a fully married wife, and her mother and other relatives are forbidden to him. That's what you would have thought. And therefore, Rav Huna says unequivocally, when a woman's dating Yivam, she dies, the Yavam can marry her mother. So even if there's only one Yavam, Velema, but let Rav Huna say, there's no Zika band even when there's one Yavam. Rabbi Akiva holds this opinion. If he had said this, I would have said that the Yavam may marry his Yavama's mother even during the Yavama's lifetime while she awaits Yibum or Chalitza. We would think that since there's no Zika, nothing will stop the Yavam from having the Yavama's mother while the Yavama waits Yibum Rochelitza. So the Yavama would become an Erva, in other words, his wife's daughter, and then would be Ptura Yibum Rochelitza. So Havamino Filo Mechayim Komash Malan. So Rav Huna therefore informs us, La'achar Misa In, that after the Yavama's death, he is permitted to marry her mother, but Mechayim Lo, but during the Yavama's lifetime, while she awaits Yibum or Chalitza, he is not allowed to marry her mother. Why not? Mishum de Atar Levatel Mitzvas Yavamin. Because it is forbidden to negate the mitzvah incumbent upon the Yavamin. So in other words, Dafka Lachar Misa, he can marry her mother, but not Mechayim. That's why Rav Huna said, the Lashon of Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. We're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Rav Hu Yehuda Amar. Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Asur Be'ima. If a woman who's awaiting her Yavim died before he performed Yibam Rechalitza, he's forbidden to marry her mother. Alma Kasavar. So we see the Rav Yehuda holds Yesh Zika, that there is a Zika bond between the Yavim and the Yavama. So Velema, so what does Rav Yehuda say simply? Halacha de Bermer Yesh Zika. So you see there is Zika. And therefore, he can't marry her mother because they're considered erva to each other. Meili can't marry her mother. So why doesn't he just say Yesh Zika? Yeah, I would have said this. I mean, I would have said, Hani, Meili B'chad, this ruling applies where there's only one Yavim of Ovetrei Ein Zika. This ruling applies with this one Yavam, but where there are two or more Yivmin, there's no Zika bond with either of them. Rav Yehuda therefore says unequivocally that when a woman awaiting Yibum dies, the Yavam can't marry her mother, even if there's more than one Yavam. So not only is there Zika with one, there's even Zika with two. Frek the Gemara of Haki Pligi Betray Pligi. When the Tanaim debate the issue of whether there's Zika, it's regarding a case of two brothers. So if you say Yesh Zika, why wouldn't you just assume that it's talking about Trey? So that's all we had to say. Yesh Zika. Talking about Trey, just like that's what the Tanaim are arguing about it. So the Gemara offers another explanation. Eliyahu Amarach, if he had said this, that there is Zika, Habamin, I would have said that the Yavam is therefore forbidden to marry the Yavama's mother. During the Yavama's lifetime, Habamin Amechayim, while she awaits Yibam Rechalitza, that's when Yesh Zika. Avala Achar Misa, but you would have said that after the death, the Zika bond is dissolved, and he's permitted to marry her mother. Kamash Malan Zika Bichdi Lo Paka, that Zika doesn't dissolve spontaneously when the Yavama dies. So the Zika makes the Zakuka like the Yavam's wife. Just as a wife's mother is forbidden after the wife's death, so anybody wants to marry their mother-in-law, Chas V'Shalom, after their wife dies? No. So too, when it comes to Zika, after the Zakuka dies, her mother remains forbidden. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. So that brought us to Yudches Amud Aleph. Uvehemshech divrei ha-gemara. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. We're skipping. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Ha de Rav Yehuda Shmuel hi. That opinion of Rav Yehuda, who holds that Yesh Zika, even La'achar Misa. So this is like Shmuel. This is the opinion of his teacher Shmuel. Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Shomeres Yavam, if a woman was awaiting her Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Esachosa, and his brother, who was also a potential Yavam, betrothed her sister. So in other words, the Yavama fell to two brothers, and while the Yavama was before them waiting, one of them performed Kiddushin on her sister. Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, they reported the following in the name of Yudah ben Maseira. Omer lo, we tell the one who betrothed the Yavama's sister, wait until your brother performs the act of Yibam Rechalitza, and only then may you perform Nisuin and consummate your marriage. Since there's a Zika between each Yavam and the Yavama, the Yavama's sister is forbidden to the one who is Makadeshur, because she's Achos Zikukaso, she's his Zikuka sister. When his brother then does the act of Yibam or Chalitza, the Zika ban is dissolved, and then he can perform Nisuin, and he can consummate the marriage. That's what Rebbe Seira says. V'amar Shmuel Alach V'yudem B'seira. Shmuel said Alach is like V'yudem B'seira. So since we see that Shmuel agrees with the opinion, Sheyesh Zika, we may conclude that Rav Yehuda's ruling which was based on this Yisod was received from his teacher Shmuel and not from Rav. Because here you see this opinion shows you that Yesh Zika. So Ad Kan Midivrei HaGemara. Now the Iker Machlokes explains the Shiur in a Siva Shalom, upon whom we're going to be basing these Shiur in Birsiyat Dishmaya. If there is a Zika, or if there's not Zika, even though, regarding the specific din of whether a Shomeris Yavam is permitted to, if the Shomeris Yavam dies, if he is permitted to her mother, is only a Chumra Dirabbanan, even the Mandi Omar, Yesh Zika. Kimavor B'daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that Zika is Dirabbanan, and Shem Rabbanu B'Rashba. Nevertheless, the Iker Kinyan Zika is D'Oraisa, the Mandi Omar, Yesh Zika. According to the opinion Yesh Zika, the primary, not that specific case, but generally, the kinyan, the bond between two people waiting to do yibum rechalitza, is midoraisa. The man d'omar, this server yesh zika, it's midoraisa. Kimefurish peperish Rashi, bedaf yud zayin amid beis dibor maaschi velema. That the man d'omar that holds yesh zika holds this way, legabe hafarat nidarim, that he can be mefir nidarim, he can revoke vows mikoach zika. So that makes it doraisa. Now the Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say that's not the maskan of the Gemara Nedarim, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. There the machlokas is, if he did mimer on this Yavama, and the shaila is mimer a kinyan gamur or not? But stam mikoach zika, lekulei alma, he can't be made for Nedarim. Ayin betosis harosh, Uber Ramban, Uber Rashba, Bedaf Yud Zayin. We all know that Mimer is the pre Yibum betrothal of this Zakuka. But mikoach zika, he can't be made for nedarim. However, the Ramban and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Omrim Lo, writes Ulaman Deamar Yesh Zika Miktsas Inyan Sheyesh Lo Ba Min HaTorah Pogam Elav Kedusha Achosa. So it's Mefurish LeHedya B'Dvarav that the Iker Kinyan Zika is Doraisa. That's why he writes the Miktsas Inyan Sheyesh lo ba min haTorah. That's going to cause a problem with the kedushin of her sister, because he has a kinyan in her. And that's min haTorah. So we have to explain these svaras hamachlokes, if kinyan zika is min haTorah or not. We see Rashi and the Ramban hold it is, other Rishonim hold it's not. So we'd like to understand this machlokes, is kinyan zika min haTorah or not. Something else we have to understand. That in our sugya, it's mefurish that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about this din. Im yesh zika or ein zika. Rav holds ein zika, and Shmuel holds yesh zika. However, later on, Ansari Beis, Amud Beis, it says, Amar Rav, Minayin Shein Kedushin Tovsin B'Yavama. How do you know that Kedushin aren't Tofes? If a woman was Miskadeshes, the Adam and Ashuk, without Chalitza, there's no Kedushin. She doesn't require a get. Even though there's only an Isra Lav, but there's still no Tfisis Kedushin. Shenem lo tiyas shemes achut shalis zar. So lo tiyas mashma shalozu bulvat shasura alav. Lo teheba havaya lizar. There's no Kedushin at all. Shmuel Amar Bani Yuseinu. The parish of this pasuk is not clear to us. So misafek tzricha get misafka l'shmuel hay lo tiyesh shemes achutza ila lav hudasa. Is it a lav? Mashba kedushin artofes like other chayvei lavin. E the lo tzricha kedushin hudasa or tzricha kedushin isn't tofes at all. Ad kan midivrei agamara. And Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Vaitmar Yevama. Rav Amar Harei Keishas Ish. Vishmuel Amar Ein Keishas Ish. When we talk about a Yavama, Rav says she is like an Eishes Ish. And Shmuel says she's not like an Eishes Ish. And they're arguing about whether Kedushin is Tofsin be Yavama. Rav said she's like an Eishes Ish, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And Shmuel says she's not like an Eishes Ish. And there is Tfisis Kedushin. So you can look at the whole sugya there. But what comes out from the Gemara in Sadi Beis Amud Beis, and then we're on Sadi Vav Amud Aleph, is that Rav holds that Yavama is like an Eishes Ish, and therefore there's no Tfisis Kedushin. And if she's Mizana, she's a Surah Liyavama, because she's like an Eishes Ish, like the Gemara says there. Sadi Vav Amud Aleph. Shmuel holds Yavama is not like an Eishes Ish. And there is Tfisis Kedushin. And if she's Mizana, she's not a Surah Liyavama. Wait a second. Rav holds an Aris Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Ein Zika. Umutter b'krovoseha. So since ain zika, she's not like an eishes ish. And Shmuel holds in our sugya that yesh zika. So he holds that she is like an eishes ish. So we simply said we have a steer here between Rav on Rav and Shmuel and Shmuel. Rav holds on Yud Zayin ain zika. Rav holds in the tzaddiks yesh zika. Shmuel holds on Yud Ches ain zika. Shmuel holds in the tzaddiks yesh zika. Shmuel holds in the andaf Yud Ches yesh zika. And Shmuel holds later on in the Gemara ain zika. So Rav is soser himself from the beginning to the end. First ain, then yesh. And Shmuel soser himself from the beginning to end. First yesh, then ain. So how are we going to deal with this stira? Now this din of Shmuel, that yesh zika, and as we said, the ikar zika is min haTorah, that was the Shmuel that we saw, and daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we have to understand, how does he know that yesh li yavam zika's kinyan b'yavimto? That a Yavam has a Zika's Kinyan, an actual Kinyan, because of this bond with his Yavama. Why don't we say that even though the Torah says there's a mitzvah of Yibum, but there's no Chalois Kinyan v'Zika mekoach this mitzvah? Like somebody's Ma'anes Abesula, the Torah says he has to marry her. V'lo siya li'isha lo'yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. So it's a davar pashut that before he's Mekadesh, he commits a Torah. Ain lo bashum chalais kinyan v'zika. So minayin lanu should be yavam ain akein. I don't know the yavam is different. There is a chalais kinyan zika. V'anichav Shmuel will hold. That there's no kiddushin for yavam b'shuk. And he would learn from the pasuk of losia eishes hametz hachutza liish zar. Shelo yiyeba havaya lizar imkain. So if we would have a pasuk that there's no havaya for a zar, that there's no marriage for a zar, so we have a makor that a yavam has a kinyan in his yavama, and mikoach zeh there's no kiddushin. But Shmuel isn't sure. That's what we saw in Sadi Beis Amid Beis. But Shmuel, Amar Bani Yosenu Tzricha Get. We're not sure, so she needs a get. So, Mesafka Leila Shmuel, what's pshat in the Pasuk Lo Si Eishes Hametz? Ila Lav Hudasa, Ida Lo Tafsi Bakadushin Hudasa. So, according to the Tzad, that Kedushin are Tofes, and the Pasuk is Stam telling us a Lav, how does he know that a Yavam has a Zika's Kinyan via Vimto? And that even before he's a Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, he's already Kona Herb and Mitzvah's Kinyan. How does Shmuel know that? So that is stage one in our leg one of our journey. And Birtzos Hashem Darkenu, in the next shir, we will continue. And we will hopefully have more kashas and see niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.